Have they given you kind of a like a prescription or a recommendation on how to keep yourself limber during that
time? You know, with a disc problem, anytime you have anything like that, you don't want to sit down too long. So, you know, I'll be on the plane for 6 hours, but, you know, I'm going to try to get up and move as often as I can just to make sure that that doesn't get stiff. Drink plenty of water and, you know, try to stretch out as much as I can.
You could tap dance on the wing.
I'm sure the guys would enjoy that.
I was going to say running up and down the aisles, yelling, we're going
to No, I'm, you know, I'm optimistic that that I'll feel good. But, you know, I'm typically pretty optimistic. And, you know, for me, it's been weird because, you know, I've been 10 years and never been injured before. So, you know, on top of the fact that you're flying 6 hours. So, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Is it the situation, Steve, where literally you make the attempt to get out there, and now all of a sudden you land, and because of the flight, it's not all now I really can't kick, and now I got to tell Coach I can't go? I mean, that's got to be something that's on the back of your mind. You don't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, absolutely. And I, you know, after I kicked today, felt pretty good, and they said, you know, well, what are your concerns? And I'm like, well, you know, my body feels good. If I feel like this on Sunday, we're in good shape. But, you know, it's hard to tell how my body's going to react to a six-hour flight. So, you know, we're going to sit down and talk to the general manager and Ronnie Barnes and Coach Coughlin and figure out the best way to, you know, to figure it out.
Is it also a matter of how you feel tomorrow, too? I mean,
I'm sure, yeah, because I haven't been able to kick this week. And so, you know, obviously if I don't feel good in the morning, flying 6 hours on top of that, you know, not a good plan. So at that point, I think they'll probably move forward with a different punter.
What's been the toughest part about dealing with the back, the length or the hang time?
Just exploding up through the ball. You know, I think where I'm at right now, you know, physically I feel strong, but, you know, when you go to plant and spring up through the ball, you know, combination of a little bit of an ankle and then the back, so.
And what's the manifestation of that? How does that produce itself on the field then? Line drives.
Yeah, I mean, it affects everything. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. Any of you guys hurt your back, you know, everything you do, it's going to bother you.